two trumpets delivered a mournful rendition of Taps, and seven riflemen from the Unalaska Public Safety Department delivered a 21-gun salute as the crowd gathered along Front Beach. There were prayers from different faiths.
The sun of thy mercy is shining upon all, and the clouds of thy bounty shower upon all. Thy gifts encompass all, thy loving providence sustains all. Thy protection overshadows all, and the glances of thy face.
And in different languages.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence.
Unalaska Mayor Shirley Marquardt read the names of community members who have passed on since last year.
Marty Ray Redmond. Joyce Geiger. Peter Bendenhall. Dr. Frank Garrett. Christopher Isaac Dunkelberger.
The mayor also read the names of Unakan survivors who were forced to relocate by the U.S. Navy during World War II.
Nick Lakanoff Sr., Nick Glatnikoff Sr., Gert Sparney, Harriet Hope, Maria Turnpaugh, Kathy Grimness, Larry Shishnikov, Ava Cherpanoff, Bill Ermoloff, Nina Bereskin, Tiny Bereskin, Sergei Krukov Sr., Neon Merkolyev, Anastasia Merkolyev.
For Memorial Day is a tradition whose roots lie in the Civil War's aftermath, to decorate the graves of soldiers on a spring day once known as Decoration Day. Here, Sarah Brewer led the group in a military hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Protect them from the raging seas, and give them light and life and peace.
For this windswept Monday, it was a chance for the community to come together to honor both the dead and the living. In Unalaska, I'm Jacob Resnick.